Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Looking out for love in an ISO steel.
It's Lindsey Buckingham, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, how build you kingdom.
One man, one guitar. That's a heck of a performance. If you ever get a chance to see that, you're to YouTube and check that out. Big Love, that's the name of that song. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And it sounds like an echo, right? Thank you for being part of my day. Karen Kerrigan is here. She is one of my heroes, the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Karen, thank you again for hanging out with us. We had Ray Keating on a week or so ago, your chief economist, and talked about some important things. Karen, what are you seeing out there in the economy for small businesses? What are you seeing? What are they people telling you? What do you think?
You know, Jim, it seems like I'm a broken record whenever I come back to your show, because it's, you know, been a lot of the same thing or the same deal for the past 5 years. A lot of uncertainty, really no momentum in the economy. You know, sure, there are some businesses in some regions that are doing better than others, but there's still just a lot of concerns. I mean, one in terms of the economy, because it continues to be weak. I mean, last quarter, what, there's 1.7 GDP growth, and that's very weak. For a recovery,
the recession has been over for 4 years,
and it's just very, very weak. The recovery.
We're not even moving in the right direction, Karen. Let alone improvement. I mean, sometimes you don't like the number, but you like the trend. We don't even like the trend now.
Right. So you have the weak economy, and then counterproductive policy. So, I mean, that is the one thing that business owners continue to say. They're very concerned about the health care law, its impact on their business, costs, penalties, you know, what do I do? Concerned about still about instability in the tax code, yep. Regulations. You know, what is Washington going to do next? There really is not great confidence that Washington is going to produce, productive policies for the businesses. Now, there is hope. I mean, a lot of people like the fact that Ways and Means Chairman Camp and Senator Max Baucus are out there talking a lot about tax reform, and Chairman Camp says he will have a bill, before Congress in October, which would be great. But we're continuing to work on that and work with them and say, look, if we're going to do tax reform, it's got to be small business friendly.
Right.
You got to include small businesses. It can't just be corporate tax reform, although,
that's right.
You know, a slice of our members are, you know, would benefit from pure corporate tax reform only. So, Jim, I mean, it's just more the same, but still business owners themselves, you know, they continue to press on. They're optimistic about, you know, their ability to persevere, but it's tiring, very tiring.
Karen, there's one thing, there's a little sleeper thing out there that I've been thinking about lately that is associated with Obamacare and small business owners and their ability to grow and the uncertainty that's overlaying like a pall over the economy, and that is whether a company is providing health care insurance for their people or not. More than likely, when Obamacare comes into force, they will stop doing that. If they have less than 50 employees, they will probably stop providing health care because they won't be able to afford the one that meets their Obamacare standards. So that means they'll stop doing it. And you could say, well, then they'll save money, right? And then it could contribute that amount of the money to their employees who then go to the exchanges. But Karen, what I'm learning is it's going to cost each one of those employees a lot more than the company's currently paying for those people to have health care in the exchanges. So even if they give their employees the equivalent amount of money they were paying for health care, they're going to wind up with very unhappy, disgruntled employees who may not be able to live on what everybody, what they're making, what they're paying for health care.
No, you're right. I mean, the cost of health coverage in the exchanges is not going to be cheap. And in addition to that, Jim, I mean, you've probably read the trends in the news, too. Both small, mid-sized, and large businesses, you know, are cutting back hours.
Yep.
Or replacing employees with part-time workers. I mean, this is something that we said would happen, and it is happening. They're reducing hiring to stay under the 50-employee mandate. And you're right, even if they provide insurance right now, the costs are just going to be so difficult, you know, for a business to deal with,
mm-hmm.
that it's, you're right, I mean, they'll pretty much say to the employee, you know, you are on your own. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see whether these states who took on the exchanges themselves and the federal government who are doing it for the states are going to be up and running for enrollment by October and then open for business in January. I got the feeling there's going to be more delays. Jim, it is so complicated in terms of what the law says those exchanges need to include sort of in their algorithms, if you will, mm-hmm. you know, in covering people. So I would anticipate hearing, delays or something else. But this is why businesses are just really
they
confused.
Do not know what the future is going to hold, and there's nothing that's creating more of that uncertainty than Obamacare. Karen, it's the most unique law I've ever seen in my life or ever heard of or studied about. It is the most disruptive an anti-growth law that has ever been made by anybody.
I agree.
Hold on to that thought. We'll come back. Karen and her organization are sponsoring a crowdfunding contest. And we're going to learn about that after these messages. Crowdfunding. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.